Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah, it is the moment you have been waiting for.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
Andy's out. Ryan and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
It's the Manny Fry Show. This is Ryan Wiggins filling in for Annie Fry and for Brad today. Actually, Brad a little under the weather, so we think he'll be back tomorrow. Annie be back Wednesday. The whole show should be ready to roll on Wednesday. Until then, lots in the news, and we were talking about the LA riots that are ongoing and really show no sign of stopping. I just can't believe that we're in a place where people start throwing stuff at police officers and the politicians of the area come out and go, oh, listen, this isn't that big of a deal. They shouldn't. Here's who's escalating it. Law enforcement. Like, what? You're taking the side of the protesters slash rioters? Okay, I don't think you're going to win on that. But you might win California. That's all that matters in California. So anyway, I wanted to talk about something else other than just that, because we've covered that quite a bit in the first hour. Back to Trump and Musk. So this was the big news. It broke Wednesday night, I think. Thursday, Friday. Friday, it became Thursday evening. It became even more so because then it started to get personal, which was really the most unfortunate part of the whole thing. And I've never seen a situation, I genuinely have never seen a situation where Donald Trump, who is like the loosest cannon in the world, has come out looking like the adult in the room. But he did. He came out looking like he was the one that was kind of under control. And Musk, even though I agree with his overall premise that we've got to balance the budget now, he kind of came off looking like the kid who was a little bit too wild. So I grabbed, I don't even want to call it a press conference. You know how Trump does these, where press is around all the time. And he's just like, all right, let's talk. Let's go. I think, Drew, you pulled these. He was on a plane, right? Was he on Air Force One?
Yeah, I think they all were, which is like interesting to have like reporters on your plane with you.
Well, that's the way that happens. So I guess Air Force One is big enough that there's a section where the reporters can sit, and then there's a section where the president probably is alone if he wants to be, and then he's got his advisors and stuff around him, depending on who's on the trip. Mm-hmm. I know Will Scharf has been on some of these, who's, of course, a friend of the show. And, you know, depending on what the trip entails, he brings different people for different things. But a lot of times, press is on Air Force One. And I do believe that even during the Biden administration, press would still travel on Air Force One when Biden would travel. But you know how you know that he wasn't talking to him? Because you never saw any of those clips. I mean, try yourself to think of a clip of Biden talking to somebody on a plane. You might be able to find something somewhere, but it is few and far between because it wasn't in a controlled environment.
You think the turbulence made him sleepy? Or
I don't know. Like a baby?
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Just rock them to sleep.
Yeah. Try to get the baby to go to sleep. You kind of move them a little bit, shake them a little bit. Not shake them, but, you know, just like, you know, rock back and forth. You know, never shake a baby. But the thing that I asked Drew to pull here today was all of the answers, because the press was going crazy, you know, asking, oh, what about this? What about Musk? And are you guys going to talk and all that stuff? So I said, pull each one of these answers, because he answers every single question they ask him. And I thought it shed a lot of light. And it, of course, shows how willing Trump is to talk. Here's his answer to the question, will Donald Trump, will you, sir, be canceling Elon's government contracts?
We'll take a look at everything. I look at everything. He's got a lot of money. It's a lot of subsidy, so we'll take a look at that. Only if it's fair. Only if it's fair for him and for the country, I would certainly think about it. Yeah, but it has to be fair.
You know, this is actually one of the reasons that I support Trump in this little battle, because if it's just about budget, I'm very much with Musk here. But Trump, and this is a real criticism. So I don't want to throw out when the left has real criticisms of either the Trump administration or Republicans or whatever. Truth is truth. And if Musk or anybody is getting favorable contracts because they're buddies, that's not cool. I don't like that. The trouble is a lot of the contracts with Musk predate Trump. So the talking point was a little weird, because yes, Trump's in charge now. And yes, they probably have expanded some of those Starlink and, you know, some of the ways that they're trying to expand the FAA and do new tech throughout the entire government. Well, Musk is a part of that, but he's not solely the one doing it. There's a lot of tech giants that are involved with Doge. And so as they do that stuff, I don't like crony capitalism. That would be crony capitalism unless he actually was the best for the job. So, you know, analyzing Musk's contracts, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I wish they would have done it before now. Will Trump reopen investigations into Elon's companies?
I didn't know that they had any, but, you know, they had them. I would just let them speak for themselves. I had no idea. Excuse me. I have no idea whether or not they had investigations.
The answer to will you reopen investigations are, oh, there's investigations? I didn't know there were investigations, so we'd have to have original ones to reopen them. I don't even know that they exist. That's how you're like, the guy's telling the truth. How many times? It's so odd that he tells you, I don't know. Like, yeah. Politicians never do that. They're trained to not do that. And half the time you ask him, he goes, I don't know anything about it. Like, I think you're telling the truth here, sir. The other times you ask him a question, and it's weird because he's not a politician because he'll do stuff like that. But he also is a politician because he's got talking points. But I think that just is who he is. I think it's actually just that's what's top of mind for him when you ask him a question. Mm-hmm. Case in point, if you ask him right now, if you were to sit down with Donald Trump, and the first thing is you ask him, hey, what do you think about this escalation between Zelensky and Putin? You know, the first thing he's going to tell you is, well, if I was president for the last 4 years, it would have never happened.
Never happened.
Yeah. Is that a talking point? Kinda. But I also think that's genuinely what he thinks about every single time he approaches that topic. So he's disciplined in that sense that he's going to give you the same answer. But he's also pretty honest, and that he'll just a lot of times say, I don't know. And one of the things he said he didn't know about was when that attack happened. He goes, yeah, we weren't notified. Here's the question. Has Trump even talked to Elon yet?
Been so busy working on China, working on Russia, working on Iran, working on so many. I'm not thinking about Elon. You know, I just wish him well.
And see, that's why he sounds like the adult. The problem is, you don't think he's thinking about Elon? I think he is.
Of course he is.
Yeah. I think he is. It's one of his buddies. Can the U.S. survive without Elon Musk?
The U.S. can survive without almost anybody. And do you accept me?
Classic. Yeah. Classic Trump. The U.S. can survive without anybody except me. I think he's telling the truth at the beginning of that, though. The U.S., amazingly, you know, I look at a lot of economic numbers and stuff, and without getting too far into this. This is something actually I was hoping to talk about with Steve Moore, who we're, you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to connect with or not, but DeRoy Murdoch's actually coming up next, so stick around for that too. We're talking about the LA riots with him. But the American economy has proved to be so resilient that we thought that gosh, people invest money in America when interest rates are low. Then interest rates go up and that investment slows down. Well, that is technically true, but people want to invest in America still so much that in light of interest rates being high for the last couple of years, investment in America hasn't really stopped. It has slowed, and the movement of money slows down because it just costs more to do everything and to borrow money. But it's actually been weird because they were betting on the economy slowing down when they raised interest rates so high, but it kind of hasn't. It kind of hasn't. And in fact, is picking up steam now. The jobs numbers for the last 2 or 3 months in a row since Trump has taken office have exceeded expectations over and over and over. So it's a weird place to be because Trump wants interest rates to come down, but they're not because investment continues to be strong, which is also good. So it's a strange spot. All right, back to these questions on Air Force One between Trump and Musk. Was Donald Trump concerned about Elon's reported drug usage?
I don't want to comment on his drug use. I don't know. I don't know what his status is. I read an article in the New York Times. I thought it was, frankly, it sounded very unfair to me.
Drew, have you heard about this topic before the New York Times did a report about it?
Oh, yeah. He's doing, he's been linked to like doing ketamine.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
And I've heard it enough that I thought there's probably credibility to that. But I don't know anything about drugs. So when people are like, oh, he's definitely doing ketamine, I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds serious. I don't know what ketamine is, but it's probably pretty bad.
I am not exactly sure the effects of ketamine, but I know a lot of people will like take ketamine to get rid of other addictions. But then you get addicted to ketamine.
So. Ah, okay. Interesting. Yeah, I've heard that quite a few times about Elon with ketamine. And here's the weird, like when somebody comes out and reports on somebody's behavior who's supposed to be a friend. And I've seen that on X, where it'd be somebody who's kind of in Musk's orbit, say, look, I love the guy, but he's got an issue with ketamine, specifically. That I'm like, oh, maybe there's something true about that. And then the New York Times, of course, has kind of made it a talking point publicly now. Why did Trump say that Elon has a problem?
I don't want to talk about problems. I think that I think the United States had problems, and if you look at the numbers today, the numbers were unbelievable. The numbers were incredible. The numbers that came up today, the stock market went way up. The country's doing really well. Almost, I think, in a very short period of time, you're going to be saying doing better than it's ever done before. We have hundreds of plants coming in, a lot of jobs are being created. That's what happened this morning. You saw the jobs. And the nice part, they're not government jobs. They're jobs of people coming in and doing other things, including the leisure, hotel and leisures. Good stuff. A lot of good things are happening with our country. We're taking in billions of dollars of tariff money. The money is pouring in.
So that's very true. And actually, it's one of those points that we don't hit enough, that when I mentioned a second ago that the jobs reports keep exceeding expectations, that's great. And they're not government jobs. In fact, they're offsetting government jobs because government jobs are going away. So the private sector is actually growing so much more that it's offsetting the expectations in light of losing government jobs. That's pretty big. Although, sir, you didn't really answer the question. We asked you, does Elon, what was the thing about Elon will have a problem if he starts donating to Democrats, is basically what the question was. And he's like, I don't know about the problems. Let's talk about the stock market. How does Trump think that Doge has done?
Oh, I think it helped us a lot. I think it helped our thinking, and it's not finished at all. We've basically taken it over, and we're doing a job. Many of those people remain with us, and they're going to remain with us. They're very good. It's terrific. We saved, hundreds of billions of dollars. It's terrific, and it's going further. I mean, I'd give you the answer actually at the end of 2 years, because a lot of it is out into the future. But it was a big saving and a good mindset.
This is good. I've read reports that Trump is a little disappointed that Doge hasn't gotten bigger cuts. And I think we all are a little bit like, oh, I thought we were going to get $1 trillion immediately, And then you deal with the reality of, man, a lot of these things are pretty deeply entrenched. I thought this was a good answer, though, because Doge has done some really good work and they're going to continue to. And this is actually really good for the administration, that the administration really is kind of taking Doge over instead of Musk. And there's a lot of great people working with Doge. I follow some of them on X, and you know, you get reports. And they're looking at not just where's the money going, but where is it from? Where does it go once it leaves the government? And there's, you know, there's a lot of suspect stuff, but it takes time to unravel. It's kind of like the FBI and the DOJ and a lot of these things. It takes time to build cases. And when for 4 years or longer, these things have just been mounting up and building up and nobody's doing anything about them, it takes time to get there. I like that Doge is being taken over by the Trump administration now, because it needs to happen, and I wouldn't mind seeing this become a permanent thing. He says 2 years. I wouldn't mind seeing four, or it just stay as something that's constantly evaluating, because all of these agencies have their internal evaluations. They always have, but then they just become a part of the organization, and they don't really evaluate anything external. So Doge kind of does that from the outside in, and yes, if you've ever been in a company that has somebody come in, a consultant, and start doing things, it's so annoying. So I get when people at in their jobs, whether it be government or anywhere, oh boy, here come the consultants. Great. I get why you hate those people, but when you're wasting the amount of money, I mean, they've scratched the surface and they've saved like $300 billion. So this has to happen. Last question before we get to the break, we get to DeRoy here. Does Trump have any plans to talk to Elon Musk?
Somebody made a mistake. A lot of reporters have been calling me. I didn't call any reporter. A lot of reporters, they ask me the same question. No, I don't. I'm not even thinking about that.
No, he's not really going to talk to Elon Musk. I think that bridge has been burned, and I don't expect to see a whole lot coming out there. Although Trump is famous for being really, really at odds with somebody, and then in a month being like, "Yeah, we talked it out. Everybody's good. Everybody's good." Little Marco's part of the organization now. You know, Ted Cruz is on board. All these people that he has fights with. Ron DeSantis, hey, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He's not Meatball Ron anymore. He's just a good guy. We'll take a short break and be right back. We're going to talk more about these riots with the fired up DeRoy Murdoch. Can't wait for that. Coming up next.
DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy Murdoch. Nationally syndicated columnist. Fox News contributor. DeRoy Murdoch.
Hey, DeRoy, this is Ryan. We need to play your open more often. I think we forget that we have that cool open for you.
Ryan, I really like that sound effect with the reverb or echo, whatever that is. It's terrific.
Thank you very much. I think I made that probably about a year ago.
I feel like I'm going to go on stage and sing or something.
Here he comes. Yeah. Walking out to the fog, especially with Bon Jovi right before it.
You mentioned Fog. It's funny. I heard late last night, I heard Slow Ride by Foghat. What a great song that is.
That is a good song.
It's a fantastic tune I've not heard in years.
It's also a great name for a band.
Fantastic name for a band and a fantastic logo, too. So everyone listening should look it up and listen to some Foghat today.
I actually don't know the logo. I got to look that up. All right. Cool. DeRoy, let's talk about Los Angeles. First question for you. Is Trump the one causing all of this violence? Because that seems to be what Democrats are saying.
Well, no, it's wonderful what the Democrats say. They say, look, these are peaceful protests. Everyone's calm. You know, these are lighting candles and praying. But it's Trump's fault. Okay, so which is it? Are they peaceful protests that everybody can be proud of, or is there violence that ought to be blamed on Trump? They're trying to have it both ways. Which is it?
Does this – I don't get – Newsom's approach to this, because the guy seemed to be doing podcasts and coming out and saying, hey, I'm kind of like Bill Maher, you know, I'll talk to anybody. I'll have Charlie Kirk on my new podcast or whatever. And then an issue like this comes along and he goes as far ridiculous left in support of basically riots as he can.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, Gavin Newsom is, I think even the...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Millions would blush if they saw the way he's been behaving. He's turning himself from Gavin Newsom into Gavin Reagan and saying, well, you know, all those previous positions he held, he doesn't believe many more, and he's now some kind of a, you know, conservative Democrat, if not maybe like a moderate Republican. And then, as you say, all this comes out, and all of a sudden he's flipped back, I guess, the old Gavin Newsom suddenly sprang back to life, and he's saying that these are peaceful riots, that the president has no right to get involved, et cetera. And, you know, for 2 hours, these riots were going on at the LAPD, not responding at all. While you had federal property under attack, fires being set. I feel very sorry for these three or four Waymo vehicles that got burned totally to the ground. I don't know what Waymo ever did to anybody. And this is all, you know, look, it'd be one thing if these were, you know, innocent illegal aliens, or maybe you're just busy cleaning houses or cooking or what have you, and they've otherwise bathed themselves and now they're in trouble. You know, that'd be bad enough. But you've got the kind of people who've been arrested the last couple of days, who I guess the Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass and the writers are defending. They include people like this guy named, this is all from a press release from ICE, the Department of Homeland Security, Quang Chan Phan. He's an illegal alien from Vietnam. He has criminal history, including a conviction for second-degree murder. Then we've got this guy named Rolando Veneracion Enriquez from the Philippines. He was convicted of sexual penetration with a foreign object with force and assault with intent to commit rape. Another wonderful guy, Lionel Sanchez Laguna, 55, from Mexico. He was a history of crime, including discharging a firearm at an inhabited dwelling, driving under the influence, and assault with a semi-automatic firearm. These are hardened, violent criminals. And for whatever reason, they've become the new core constituency of the Democrat Party. The modern Democrat Party is not interested in law and order. They're not interested in defending American citizens against crimes and deadly crimes on the part of violent illegal aliens. They want to defend the violent illegal aliens themselves. And maybe they think if they let these guys out of jail, eventually they'll all start voting Democrat and they'll get back in the White House or what have you. But in the meantime, you know, Americans are suffering from theft, from robbery, from rape, child rape, assault, and homicide at the hands of these violent illegal alien criminals. And the people who jump up and down and defend them, it seems to be time and time again, the modern Democrat Party.
DeRoy, did you see Stephen Miller in the White House press briefing room? Because some of what you're talking about really reminds me of a point he was making. And I'm summarizing here, but he's talking directly to the press and saying, look, all of you in here, you're all at worst middle class, many of you very wealthy. You're national names, you're recognized, but you're all doing well. and all of you sit in your ivory tower and you pretend like this crime is happening somewhere else. I mean, it doesn't really affect you. And you're right. It doesn't affect you because you live in areas where it's not affecting you. But all this crime is affecting people lower middle class to poor. And you don't have to deal with it. So you sit here and you report on how bad it is that we have to go in and deal with crime and deal with illegal immigration and these criminals that you're just talking about, DeRoy. And you won't even acknowledge that we're trying to help people that you don't care about.
I think it's a magnificent point. It's absolutely true. And I think it's perfectly appropriate to shame these liberal journalists into exactly that. Many of them live in Alexandria, Virginia. They live in Pacific Palisades, California, you know, despite the fires, Santa Monica, you know, Upper East Side of Manhattan, whatever it might be. And they're not living in you know, East L.A. or in Compton or in the Bronx, whatever it might be, where you've got illegal alien criminals terrorizing, you know, generally speaking, not wealthy white folks, but lower income blacks and Hispanics. And those are the people who end up getting beaten or robbed or raped or killed by these folks. And the basic attitude from the left-wing media is, we don't care. We're going to attack Trump. We want to defend the Democrats. And if the result is a bunch of raped little kids and murdered moms, dads, and hard workers and citizens, you know, that's just collateral damage to damage Trump and get the Democrats back into power. These are very, very sick, twisted people, both the violent, illegal alien criminals, and in a certain sense, maybe even worse, the people in the media and the Democrat politicians who defend them. You know, if you're some poor criminal from Venezuela or El Salvador or Honduras, you know, you may not necessarily be all that sophisticated, and maybe that's all you know how to do is to, you know, rob people and hurt them. But if you're coming out of Columbia Journalism School, you're coming out of Northwestern in Chicago, their journalism school, or Georgetown, Harvard, Princeton, Stanford, whatever, and you go to the media, you know better. You know that these people are evil. You know these people are breaking the law. You know that their victims are generally poor people and minorities. And yet, despite that, these people just cannot jump up and down and embrace these people and hold them as if they were holding on to their own children or grandchildren. And then you've got Democrat politicians do the same thing. And these people know better, and yet they do it anyway, which in a certain sense makes them perhaps even more evil than these violent, illegal alien criminals.
DeRoy Murdoch is with us. He's a Fox News contributor. You talk about people who, you know, may not even really know what they're doing and versus people who do. And some of those people I was talking about in the first hour, some of these people are these protesters. I don't even know if half of these people know what they're protesting. They just kind of move from protest to protest, maybe because they're getting paid, maybe not. Somebody's making signs and they're printed, mm-hmm. So there's some money somewhere. But is there any sense in which that the politicians, too, don't really know what they're doing? Because it seems to me like they know exactly, like this is all part of the plan, which is import a whole lot of illegal immigrants and then mm-hmm. make it as hard as possible to deport them.
You're absolutely correct about that. Look, I think if you're a 18, 19, 20-year-old, you know, Antifa terrorist, basically what these people are is domestic terrorists, they may not know exactly what they're doing other than being told, go here, go there, put on a mask and, you know, create mayhem. A lot of them probably, I imagine, are Marxist revolutionaries of one kind or another. But if you're Hakeem Jeffries, you're the House Democrat leader, or you're Nancy Pelosi, or you're Maxine Waters, or if you're Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, these people almost all have legal degrees. These people have been in politics for years. They read the news and watch the news and read newspapers every day. They know right from wrong. They know that these people who they advocate are evil, vicious, deadly people, and they don't care. They're not interested. They don't want to fight these people. Their whole goal, as you say, is to rip the border open, let 10 million illegal aliens march in, keep them from being booted out of here, and then hope against all odds that somehow or another these people become naturalized and start voting Democrat. And in close elections, if you have out of 10 million, let's say 3 or 4 million of them end up voting Democrat, boy, that can make all the difference in a tight election, whether it's for the House or for Senate, governor, or for President of the United States. If you've got 3 or 4 million people who broke into this country and are grateful to be here and decide to express their gratitude by voting Democrat, you know, that could make all the difference between J.D. Vance becoming the next president of the United States in 2028 and, let's say, Gavin Newsom becoming the president of the United States. And I think the Democrats know that. That's why they brought these people in. And they're basically trying to protect their bet and protect their future margin of victory, which is people who are allowed to come in this country under Joe Biden, welcome in here. Trump is trying to boot them, and I think they understand that these people leave, they may never win the White House again. So they're fighting as hard as they can to keep them here, not just otherwise law-abiding illegal aliens who, you know, broke in, and shame on them for that, but they've otherwise behaved themselves. No, again, we're talking about people who are robbers, rapists, child rapists, terrorists working with designated terrorist groups like MS-13 and Tren de Aragua, and murderers. And, you know, they don't seem bothered or concerned about that at all. I can't remember the last time I heard a Democrat official say, yeah, let's get these child rapists and murderers out of here. They just, and you look at a guy like Abrego Garcia, I mean, even now that everybody knows this guy's got a long rap sheet of breaking into this country, of being an MS-13 member, of beating his wife over and over again. They're still standing up for him. They're still applauding this guy. He's like the new, you know, the new mascot, if you will, of the Democrat Party. They don't care.
You almost have to tip your hat to Democrats, because they really get on board, and they're playing the long game here. Because short term, anytime this happens, I don't know if you look at polls and numbers. I always do. Anytime something like this becomes the national talking point, you know, when there's riots happening, most people in America know. When there's a budget battle, people may not pay attention as much. But riots, you know, you can see fire on TV, and people go, "Oh my gosh,
a little hard to miss."
Right, and so people know when this stuff is happening, and so they see it and they go, "Gosh!" And Trump's approval numbers rise. Yet Democrats will stick with this long game and say, "Yeah, but if we can naturalize as many illegal immigrants as we can, it still would be good for us." So they stick with it.
Yeah, they do. Now, in the process, what they may end up doing is, you know, they may win the support of these. Again, I'm just guessing 3 or 4 million may end up sticking around, become citizens and start voting, whatever. But at the same time, they're going to lose potentially another 20 or 30 or 40 million people who see this and are disgusted. I'm waiting for the Democrats to come up with any positive program on anything. I'm waiting for them to say, look, you know, we don't believe in DOGE. We don't like the big, beautiful bill, but here's our program, whatever it's called, and, you know, please support us, and you'll get XYZ if you call your congressman and ask him to vote for the Democrat program. I don't know what that program is, other than we hate Trump. Trump is Hitler. We love the illegal alien criminals, and Abrego Garcia is the father of the year. That seems to be the agenda of the modern Democrat Party, and it's toxic. It's poisonous. It's potentially deadly. Not potentially. I think their policies indeed have killed people. Lake and Riley for starters, and many others unfortunately have been killed by illegal alien criminals. And you may recall the joint session of Congress a few months ago, when Lake and Riley's family was up in the observation deck in the House gallery, I should say. And President Trump introduced him, and the Republicans stood up and applauded, and the Democrats would not even stand up and applaud or smile or in any way salute the mother of this poor young woman who was raped and killed. I believe her head was bashed into the rock by an illegal alien. That's how much the Democrats just don't care about this. This is a vicious, evil, and cruel party, and I think the more we see the Democrat Party completely fail to deliver any kind of a positive agenda and instead empower and celebrate violent illegal alien criminals, the more I think the Democrat Party really needs to push itself into extinction and disappear. And we can go on and keep the Republican Party and the Libertarian Party as our new two-party system. The Democrats can be retired to the Smithsonian Institution, put behind plexiglass, so we can go look at the Democrat Party Exhibit 1824 to 2024, 25, and we can say goodbye to the Democrat Party and turn them into a museum display. I think that's the only value they offer this country at this point.
It really is amazing. I know you got to go, but it really is amazing that the Democrats have not adjusted their positions on what they lost on in November at all. I mean, they not changed anything.
At least. Well, yeah. They've only changed it in the sense that they've doubled down and they can't even tap the brake. They just push further and further down the gas pedal.
Yeah, and on the wildest ones too. Not even the middle stuff, like, oh, we're going to kind of stick on this. They make the wildest stuff kind of the biggest news all the time. Anyway, DeRoy, thank you so much for your time, as usual, and insights. Always appreciate you here on the Annie Fry Show.
Okay, great to be with you again. Thank you.
All right, take care. Yeah, that is DeRoy Murdoch. He is a nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor. You hear him here on the Annie Fry Show almost every week, and I think he's traveling this week. Usually he's, you know, a little bit later in the week, but we moved him up because we wanted to make sure we got with DeRoy this week on such a crazy news weekend. gosh, just didn't think that that was going to... On Friday, when you're talking about Musk and Trump, and you're talking about budgets, and you're talking about these like big mega personalities clashing, I just didn't think that by Monday, that would not even be close to the biggest story that we'd be talking about riots again. But gosh, it's amazing that we're here again. And as far as I understand it, you know, we can compare this locally to Ferguson, not same issue, but as far as riots go, and I don't know if you ever went to Ferguson when that was going on in 2014, I think. But those who did, and a lot, you know, a lot of people I work with were news people, so they were there on that front. But I just had friends who went there, and some friends who were very sympathetic to the cause too, and watched what was happening. And if you went in person, it was strange because it was really just about one city block where all the action would happen. And somebody would get in front of a bank of cameras and, you know, light a Molotov cocktail or something, just kind of throw a smoke bomb or something. And all this huge circle of international cameras would all focus. And it was like a stage that people would walk onto. At first, these things always start like that, but this one in LA is all over the place. So it's not confined to this one little area. They were trying to say that over the weekend. Oh, it's this one area. You wouldn't even know it was happening if you were over here. Well, that's probably true, except that it's happening in little pockets all over the place in California right now. And it's gotten out of hand. And not to say that, like, when it was small, it was fine. It's just that this isn't a small little thing at this point. It's really breaking out all over the place. And I don't know if it's the same protesters. It's the same, like, really 100 people could do massive damage if they just went from place to place to place to place. Maybe that is part of what's happening. I don't know. But we're following it, and we'll keep reporting on it just like we did there with DeRoy. Short break here, and we'll be right back. I'm going to tell you... No, I'm not going to tease that because it's not that interesting. Stick around for something that's super interesting on the other side of this break, I promise. We got A, B/C, D, and F.
B/D.
Let us know what you think about all the time checks so far. If you missed 12:45, we didn't even have a microphone on. You're just talking, and then it was nothing going out over the air, and then you just got that one. So, you know, it's up to you. I'm not trying to influence the vote. Today's actual YouTube live chat poll is who is winning on illegal immigration, Republicans or Democrats? Real basic question, but you could approach it from a number of different ways. You know what? A lot of comments coming in about our last segment, and I one from Vicky I wanted to highlight here because I thought it was good. It says, Ryan, that's exactly what's happening. My sister did say that most of the protests violence, I think, is confined to downtown. But the downtown area is huge in L.A. A few skirmishes popped up south around where she is. So they're kind of popping up all over the place. And it could be really the same few people. I saw one of the pollsters that I follow say, you know, you'd be crazy to be, and I've talked about this plenty in the show already, but I'm just saying it again. You'd be crazy to be Gavin Newsom right now and saying, you know what, we need to really defend the protesters because the protesters have turned violent. Now, maybe there are protesters who have not been, I'm sure there are, who have not been violent. But when you can look and see on any major news station, and not just Fox News, but any major news station that's playing this at all, you'll see different areas all over LA that are doing different things. You know, some of them are chipping up concrete cinder blocks. And you know those pylon things that are out like in front of Walmart, in front of stores? There are videos of people with hammers like chiseling those things down to get concrete to throw at stuff. And those are real videos. I mean, yeah. Those are really happening. And others where people have taken a bunch of chairs from like outdoor seating areas with markets and, you know, restaurants and stuff, and just thrown all the chairs into the road to stop traffic. And then these mass walks that you can say, well, those are peaceful protesters. Yes, but they're stopping interstates. So is it still peaceful at that point? You're really on the line there because interference isn't necessarily violent, but it's also illegal. Yeah. So
and annoying.
And really, really annoying when you stop traffic. And look, if you're going to stop traffic in L.A., it's going to stop traffic for days because L.A. traffic is terrible. I went to L.A. back in October, and it was everything everybody says about it was pretty much true. I was, you know, when you a lot of times you go and you're like, well, that's the narrative, but then this is what it's actually like. No, the narrative is just accurate. Like I was more surprised that I wasn't able to debunk any of it. You know, homeless people just everywhere because the climate is genuinely awesome.
Yeah.
It is nice in LA all the time. This was October. We were kind of between LA and San Diego going to different theme parks. That's what we do. And it was always kind of cloudy and rainy in the morning, but not rainy, just kind of misty rainy. But it was always like 73 degrees.
Yeah.
And it's like that all the time. It's like the best area in our whole country as far as consistent temperatures. So I get why people would want to be there. But yeah, it was just nasty, like the crime. And I think the thing I was most disappointed in is driving down Sunset Boulevard, famous Sunset Boulevard, LA. You know, I wanted to see it, the Walk of Fame and the Hollywood sign. And we did see those things. But it's so run down. And you can tell that in 1952 through 1982, it was probably awesome. And then the money just dries up because of crime and homelessness. And like there's an In-N-Out Burger is like one of the newest things on that strip. And we ate there just because we were like going to be on Sunset Boulevard. Like, wanted to be here. But there's all kinds of just weirdos walking around and doing stuff. You ever been there?
I've never been to LA, but I will say, like, down here it's picking up. The homelessness is picking up for sure. And it might be due to the weather.
I'm sure it is.
Kind of like you're saying. But there's levels. There's levels to like homelessness. There's the people, at least in St. Louis, like, you see a homeless guy, he might be yelling. Like, I work downtown a lot of times at night. I heard somebody just, like, scream.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Screaming at the top of their lungs, but they'll usually kind of ignore you Is it the same in LA, or do they like you think they're gonna come for you?
It is kind of a gamut. Like it's a spectrum where I saw one guy, and there's like a main intersection on Sunset Boulevard. I think it's pretty long, but there was a main intersection, and the reason I knew it was main is because that's where there was a lot of people playing guitar and just stuff going on there. It didn't look any different than anywhere else. But there was also a guy dressed up like Jesus walking around preaching, but I think he was just doing a character.
Yeah, see, that's kind of cool, though.
And it's like, is it cool or is he crazy? I don't know which one it is, because it was unique, and he wasn't hurting anybody. Yeah. But I don't know if he was like actually preaching or if he was just goofing around, like, or was he nuts? Did he think he was Jesus? You know, I don't know. But then you'd also see people just full on hadn't changed clothes in 3 months. Passed out like in a gas station with a tent, you know, and the gas station's like, well, as long as they're over in that corner over there, that's better than if they're in front of a pump. So they just kind of allow it and stuff like that. You're like, man, the bar is pretty low.
Was that the worst homelessness you've seen? Because the worst I've seen was in Kansas City, actually, downtown Kansas City.
No, I didn't know that. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's a reflection of their policies as well.
Hmm.
But yeah, I've never seen, and a lot of people say they've seen this, and I've been hearing a lot of stories about downtown here. That was the first naked homeless person I've seen.
Oh, I've seen a couple of those.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, maybe not full. I've seen people like become naked.
Okay.
Like they weren't walking around naked.
Yeah.
But they briefly took off things.
Yeah.
So,
did you ask or anything?
No. Actually, one of them was right here, standing in the studio. We were looking down. We have a couple parks that we looked into here, and one of them was relieving himself.
I've heard stories
very
like
recently.
That, yeah.
Here's a weird one. Today, I was driving down Tucker, and you're right. The weather's awesome, and so that's probably bringing a lot more people out, because I saw a lot more people today than usual. But one guy was sitting outside of McDonald's. And I genuinely, like, usually if you're homeless and you got a little cardboard sign, you have kind of a look about you, and you could be fairly clean but still look like, okay, that guy still doesn't look like he's going to go in for a job interview today, you know. But this guy was sitting on a curb with like blonde hair that was kind of waved over, but a little dirty, but not like real dirty, you know, pretty kept pretty well, wearing a polo shirt with a little sign that just said needs help. And I'm like, that guy looks like an influencer. And I really wondered if he was doing a video down there to see
like
if
a social experiment.
Yeah,
or
because he looked like he was trying to play the part of homeless, but was not really. I just don't know. Yeah. And a day like today brings people out like that.
Do you notice if it's picking up to you? Because I feel like it's picking up. Do you notice that?
Only when the weather's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, which it is. We've had a crazy good spring. Like, it's still spring, technically, I think, isn't it? Because I think 21st
or
something.
A lot of rain, though.
A lot of rain, and but really moderate temperatures. We just got back from vacation, and we were at about the same latitude as we are now in Virginia for a good portion of the vacation in Colonial Williamsburg. And, you know, it's the beginning of June, and it should be. A lot of the people there, they're wearing the costumes, they're wearing the old tri-corner hats, and, you know, they're walking around wearing all that heavy stuff.
Yeah.
We, you know, you get them aside. They're in character, but you get them aside, and you go, yeah, it's pretty nice out here. And they're like, yeah, man, tell me about it. Like, this is supposed to be June. You know, we get paid partially because we walk around in the heat all the time, and we're going to be this nice this late. So it's not just here. Like, it's been pretty much the whole country's had a cool spring. Well, that's not. I teased that we had something really interesting to talk about. That totally wasn't it. We got great stuff coming up ahead in the 2 o'clock hour. I promise you. This is the Annie Fry Show. It's kind of still the Manny Fry Show. The Brad's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Annie back on Wednesday. And stick around another hour coming up ahead.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.